quality consciousness bring down and capture my consciousness. I could feel, oh, this is object of love. I could feel that this is supreme. And it has captured me, surrounded me on all sides. Then I had, at that time in my mind, that there is this pushpull of the rod, the chariot that comes down here to take in blessed souls to higher region. This sort of feeling came to me. If my body falls now, I am captured. My whole existence is captured by an holy atmosphere, holy and a superior conscious atmosphere. And now the body drops. It can take me anywhere. I am helpless. That sort of feeling I am sitting there. And that two gentlemen were also present there, I told them. But I committed some foolish thing. I told them, gradually it began to disappear. Otherwise I could have seen nothing more. But I told, I was wondered, yeah, such things is possible. Such things is possible. Superior conscious area is there. And it can pervade through our jiva consciousness. That was happy atmosphere, desirable. And I found that I am dependent, I am surrounded, I am dependent. Wherever that will go, that is free, that will go within that, my self-consciousness will have to go in a cage. Conscious cage. Cage of consciousness. It is there. Independent consciousness. They are there. And they are more free. And they can go anywhere and everywhere. Subtler than the soul. Jiva soul. Still it is real. Ideal realism, Hegel said. Ideal realism. The idea is not a imagination or a dead thing dependent on matter. But it has got this independent real existence, idea. But idea captured from mundane world, that is another thing. Independent of mundane consciousness, mundane impression, the reality is existing. It is soul, it is spirit, in the higher conception of it. Is in Godhead, very well. Complete reality. Soul is complete reality, not byproduct of material or chemical combination. It is the independent basis. And the conscious and the matter is floating in a negligent part of that conscious ocean. And now we are to consider about the superiority and the inferiority of the Conscious infinite. Now what is the lower part, what is higher part, there. But independent conception of space, that's for the basis of thinking. And the matter only a floating part, and the negligent and the neglected part in the conscious ocean, like an ice bath. Matter like an ice bath floating in the ocean. And there is also gradation and qualitative differentiation, existence in material, in spiritual world. The first part is Shivaloka, then Vaikuntha Loka, then Goloka. Goloka though is also a part, but in some condition, but it is the whole, because it is pervading through everything. That's the ether. Ether is above, and where there is water there, ether also can enter there. And the water, air, all the ether can enter, all pervading. Something, Goloka means full, solid circle, full pleasure. That is Goloka means, full pleasure. The rag, the attraction. Krishna means attraction. Attraction within, that is priti. Priti, love. Love is all pervading and suffering things. Akarshan. Attraction. Attraction. The living attraction. That is the very vitality of the spiritual existence. But just as iceberg is also floating, so in Goloka, the Vaikuntha is floating in a part. Vihara Goswami has given hint that Vrindavan is said to be 32 miles from Goloka. And Paragvam means infinite. But this is inconceivable, that many Paragvam may live within the limit of that Vrindavan. Have you found it?
Yes.
So, the aprakita limitation is of that type. Krishna, in Krishna body, human body, not much aishwarya or grandeur and display of power is not there. But everything is included, and in its negligent part it is existing. This way we have to support, we have to think out. That though it is limitation, the limitation, but still that limitation comprehends the infinite within it of prakriti. Of practice, in the middle position, anuru nyan, the subtlemost of the subtle, and the biggest of the big, and the golden mean. We shall consider the golden mean to be the prime cause, and not the the degree of magnitude. Of the biggerness or of the smallerness, not subtlest and the biggest and the middle, golden middle. we have to consider the golden mean as the which has got that hello, something like hello, and something like said iti. So, aprapito, dhujo, and that sarichin hasta, limited. But that sort of living consists within it, unlimited. That sort of knowledge in Vrindavan. Though everything is infinite, but posing is that of a finite. Gyanushunna bhakti. The Gyan is blind, negligently, in the underground. Well, if in any time they invite Gyan, Gyan will be ready there with folded palm. Bhakti is kai Bhagavan Jadishya, Daivirna Palati Dibba Kishur Murti, Mukti Shayam, Mukulitan Jodi Shivati Smam, Dharmatha Kama Gada Shavar, they do not want it, but they love it. If any time, anything necessary, they will come up its own accord, its own accord, yes, do it by, want to be, any such. So, infinite is of that type they are. Though finite, but the king of infinite. Krishna, king of infinite. Though he, his land, his purpose, everything seems to be fine, seems to be very ignorant. But it is above science. And this way we have to understand. Sarvodamodar is making argument with Sivas in Puri, Rathayatra, your case. Sivas, you don't see that part. You are much charmed with the majesty of Vaikuntha, but don't you know that in a particular flower and a leaf of Vrindavan, all these ganjas, it is suppressed, suppressed from there, all there. At beck and call they will come. Such is Vrindavan Sila. Don't think that is devoid of all that. Thank you. So we have to consider Krishna Loka, Goloka, Vrindavana as such, like above, but not in wanting. Not in wanting. A king may like to wander in a simple dress. That does not mean that he has not crown, he has not that rod, that golden rod or golden shoe, anything. But he likes to be simple dressed in the garden, he is roaming in this way, playing with the child. But does not mean that he is in want of all those resources. Never. A superstition. Just as Washington went to cultivate lands. Washington was the savior of America at that time, considered. But he gave up, left the position of the prince president and went to the into cultivation, agriculture, simplicity. There are many types, many ones, many persons that like a simple life, simple, not a gorgeous. But the gorgeous, the majesty, the all reverence that is underground. Such a practice is Vrindavan. Not in one top, but it is served by such plainness, which is served by the Ganges. Vitari is there, but the ruler is not the general. And his beck and call, the military is there. Something like that. The power. The military is not represents the authority of the country. The authority is something plain, evident but the dreadful military that is beck and call. prayer. Something like that. Plainness, simplicity, these things are there. That is supposed to be the highest, and not the militia grandeur or any other sort. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru. Jan Sunya Bhakti, Rohai Adik Hawaii.
To beg your leave.
Jai Guru Bol. 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 Vidagdha Madhapur is not coming.
He went to Vrindavan?
Eh?
He went to Vrindavan, we heard last.
Yes, Sridhar Maharaj. What is the difference between the Madhurya Ras and Audurya Ras? Madhurya and
Madhurya Audarja.
Audarja. And Madhurya is going to be distributed to others in public. Then it becomes Madhurya. Madhurya. Madhura and self-distributing, in a mode of self-distribution. The Madhura Rasa, when in a mode of self-distribution, that is Udara. Udara. Distribution, that is the sacrifice. When it takes place within a particular circle, a qualified circle, the past things going on, it is Madhura. And when an attempt is made to give it to the outside the area, leave others also entrance, help them to taste it and to take them in. And for propagation, propagating Madhura behind in the mode of propagation, and then it is Udara. And in every place, when anything is in distributing characteristic, it is called Udara. Helping others, sacrifice. Helping others. Ramchandra, Bhima Dakta, even more generous. Life is a life of sacrifice for the subjects, the king for the subjects. Raja Prakriti Ranjanath, not so much for his own enjoyment, but his, the king, his idea is to help the subjects. He giving himself, come to give himself. Udhar. Giving is predominant. In one's character, he is called generous. In every position, self-distribution. Self-distribution is Udara.
Yeah.
And testing within a particular circle, amongst the feet, the Vilas, the fasting in a cycle of the teaching. That is Madhura, particular also. And when that is going to be distributed to the others, come and test. That is Udara. Yeah. every rasa may be udaro. Dasya rasa, sukha rasa, vatsalya. And the most of the highest rasa, that answer is udaro. In that highest group, invitation comes for admission. We want to admit more in this circle. It is without giving himself to others. Self-distributed nature is without. Distributed nature. And to test testing one's own self with a non-group, non-friends, with a particular circle, that is Madhura Rasa. Testing himself and helping others to taste, that is udara. Hare Krishna.
We've understood there to be four Vedas, and
four Vedas. Then
generally, I was wondering if the other Vedas, like Ara Veda and the Veda for astrology,
generally deals with material things, the Jyotish. The calculation, etc. Many things in connection with mundane world that is mentioned also in some places. Generally.
He's asking Yajurveda.
Ayurveda is asking. Then Ayurveda, that is, you know, dealing with medicine, disease. Sacrifice. Some days men do sun. Stotram. And the Yig Ved from the, you know, the substantial, the truth in substance, Rik. Revelation. No reason, no rhyme. This is revelation. Naked revealed truth. No reason, no rhyme. Rik, Bhadeva Rik. That universal song. Universal song. The substantial delivery. Not much figure than the color. Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti shuraya divya chakshura tatham adhimantra. Tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti shuraya divya chakshura tatham. Just as you can see the sun spread in the, on your head, so also the divine, the holy feet of Vishnu, of Narayana, is over your head and seeing everything. His divine feet can see everything, and he is on your head, seeing everything that you think it can go on doing. The guardian's vigilant eye is over your head. With this conception, you approach any activity, any and every activity. And that's it. And do away with you. The guardian's vigilant, careful eye on your head. With this idea, you do your duty. Then it will be very difficult to take to any misdeed, the searching eye over me, and he is my guardian. Vishnu, with the Vishnu Vapnoti, his Parampad, his beloved feet, that is like sun, that can see, that is like sun, and spread on your head, over your head, like a sun, is high, searching. Whatever you do, you can't do it secretly. With this idea you do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In broad daylight, you want to do anything, and there is no darkness. The key of Your guardian's eye. For this idea you have to approach anything and everything. Then you can't do an evil thing. This is one mantra. Be the mantra. Really. And here, the Brahmin, whatever duty he is going to perform, first he pronounce this mantra and then go. First Omkar, Om, and then Tad Vishnu Paramam Param. Salapashyanti Sudaya Diva Chakshulatatam Bhuta Shuddhi. The identification is passed out of a sinful tendency. Now, by this idea approach, go to perform the duty. Any duty you are going to perform, first Bhuta Shuddhi, since you purify your existence in this way. You are not this or that, but you are in this position. Now you approach your duty. Nitai gold hari gold, nitai gold hari gold, nitai gold hari gold. In these days, they are accustomed to hate Brahmanism and to expose this Brahmanic Varnasram. They all are out how to prove it a hateful thing. It is not such original, ideally. Ideally, it is such. All Brahmins may not, who is always conscious of the spiritual substance. He is the mediator between the spiritual and the material. With his aim in the spiritual, with his leg in the material, the Brahmins. Their ideal is on the spiritual. The true Brahmin means that. Not very differentiated. More differentiated spiritual consciousness, that is a Vaishnava, Narayana Bhakta. And Krishna Bhakta, that is very rarely to be found, like mundane men. The Christian missionary said, "Oh, your God, Krishna, he's a thief, he's a debauchee. You are going to worship him. So lift and what is this? He's a thief, he's a liar, he's a thief, he's a debauchee. And you don't want to go to worship him. What's this? Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Om Hari Om, Om Hari. Hari Krishna. Among the political leaders here, Siyar Das was of Vaishnava cult. Ramdula, the founder of Brahmanism, the Brahmo conception. We want that non-differentiated Brahmo to be the highest, and no any figure, color, or any quality of the highest order. It is spiritual substance. And we are the part of that, we must return there, everything finished, the Brahmo concept. Mayavadi, Mayavadi also, they take to material means. The puja, seva, all these things, they include. The Brahmo hates this. This is idolatry. Something like Muhammad, Mayavadi and the Muslim. Vivekananda told that if Vedanta, that is Mayavad conception, that is head and the body of a Muslim, Islam body and Vedanta head, that should be the idea. Nationalism or religion. The body of the Muslim It is mentioned in Jawaharlal's discovery of India. In Vivekananda, somewhere he wrote, the body of the Islam and the head of the Vedanta, Shankara Vedanta. That should be ideal. Mm-hmm. But something, Brahma is something like that. But Vivekananda, Guru Ramakrishna, he worshipped Kali and he told that I'm talking with her. Here he is undone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Visitam Rupa Gajinaditam Rupadjai Parivishitam Rupanai Rashtaritam Sivitam Jivadjai Ravirakitam Sukhashivabham Haddhavet Pathitam Sukhashivabham Haddhavet Pathitam. Hidhādhā pada sevanā mitam ahu taddhā tumi shubhavā ammānitaṁ shubhashivabhammādhisham mānitaṁ Hidhādhā pada sevanā mitam ahu taddhā tumi shubhavā kāma mandamati stati rupadita kattana yagatpāvanā Bhushami kipaya paradhan jayurunam taya kammata Jajeham kalunani dhe Varamiham palabjum lehavat Satpashtavadi radhika daitala sanangani Gannadam Angani gannadam Mahaprabhu Govinda. Sri Gauranumatam Sarivavitam Rupakrajinadatam Rupadjai Parivishitam Raghuvanam Gashvartam Sri Vadjai Ravirakitam Sukhashivabham Haddhavet Pathitam Radha Vada Sivanamatam Ahu Sivanamatamahu Taddhatumishu Bhavan Taddhatumishu Bhavan Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Gauranga Sundara Vara Nittan Niyad Namahi Nittan Niyad Namahi Gauranga Nagara Vara Nittan Niyad Namahi Gauranga Nagara Vara Nittan Niyad Namahi Gauranga Nagara Vara Nittan Niyad Namahi Yashya Kalabi Vasananca Dakshira Natha Dhanyati Dhanya Pavanena Kidatma Jogindra Dukkamakati Madhusodhano Vi Yogindra Dukkana Kuti Madhusudhano Ki Tasya Namastu Vishubhanu Vishubhanu Bhu Vishubhanu Bhu Tishipi Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundarai Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhu Gauranga Jai Gopa, Jai Gauranga, eh? Gosundaravara Nitya Nijar Namabhi Gauranga Nagaravara Nitya Nijar Namabhi
Ajay Jigadu